March 14, 1914. As the soul who lives in the divine will fuses herself in Jesus, she takes possession of all that belongs to Jesus, and he cannot refuse her anything. Today I was fusing all of myself in Jesus, to the extent of feeling Jesus alive and real within me. As I was feeling him, he said to me in such a tender and touching way that I felt my poor heart crack, "My daughter, it is too hard for me not to content one who does my will. As you see, I no longer have hands, feet, heart, eyes, or mouth. I have nothing left of my will, since you took everything, you took possession of everything. I have nothing left which is not yours." This is why deserved chastisements are not being poured upon the many and great evils which inundate the earth, because it is hard for me not to content you. Further, how can I do that if I do not have hands? You don't believe me, do you? If hands were to be absolutely necessary to me, I would be forced to steal them from you, or to convince you so that you yourself would give them to me. How hard this is, how hard it is for me to displease one who does my will. I would displease myself. I remained astonished at this speaking of Jesus. Not only this, but I could really see that I had the hands, the feet, and the eyes of Jesus. So I said to him, "Jesus, let me come." And he, "Give me a little more of life in you, and then you will come."